Yerushalmi, Trumoth, Chosroin to Bavli, Chulin, Daf, Pei Aleph. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Amad Aleph, the last line on the page, Hacha Rebeleze. Hacha Rebeleze Machme, Rebeshur Mekel, Hacha Rebeleze Mekel, Rebeshur Machme. The Gemara asks, why is Rebeleze stringent and Yeshua lenient here when black figs fell into white ones, but in the case of the litter of Trumoth figs pressed onto a jug, it's the opposite? And the Gemara answers them, Rabbi Yochanan, Tanya, and Inun. Rabbi Yochanan says there are two opinions. One understands that just as Rabbi Eliezer is stringent when white figs fell into black figs, he's also stringent when the litter of Trumoth figs were pressed into a jug. And the other understands that just as Rabbi Yeshua is stringent in the pressed litter, he's also stringent when black figs fell into white ones. Nimsa Saim, Rabbi Yadur, Leitale, Shein Rabbi Yadur, Tale, Div Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Ime, Ben Yadur, Ben Sheinu, Yadur, Loi, Tale, I should say, Div Rabbi Meir. The Baisa says that Rabbi Eliezer says that if it was known which colour fell, it's not annulled, since only 50 can be used to annul it, and Rabbi Shua says whether or not it's known is not annulled. This is Rabbi Meir's version of their disagreement. Rabbi Yudah Eimer, Ben Yadur Ben She'en Yadur, Lo Ta'ale, Du Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua Eimer, Ben Yadur Ben She'en Yadur Ta'ale. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Eliezer says that whether or not it's known is not annulled, and Rabbi Shua says whether or not it's known, it is annulled. Rabbi Kiva, I may be a dua lo tale, but she'ini a dua tale. Rabbi Kiva says, when it's known, it's not annulled. When it's not known, it's annulled. Litra kasiyo is shadalsa al pi echavis, ve'in yadua hechandalsa al pi kaveris, ve'in yadua hechandalsa. If there was a litra of dried trimmer figs pressed onto the mouth of a jug or a circular basket, and it's not known where it was pressed, Rabbi Leza Oimer, im yesh sham mea litrin tale, ve'im lav lo tale. Rabbi Shua Oimer, im yesh sham mea pumin tale, ve'im lav hapumin asuim, vashulayim mutarim, divrei Rabbi Meir, should say. Rabbi Meir says that Rabbi Leza says that only if there are 100 litra, it's annulled. Rabbi Shua says if there are 100 mouths, it's annulled. If not, the figs and the mouths are prohibited, and the figs underneath are permitted. Then it should say, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Leza Oimer, im yesh sham mea pumin, tale ve'im lav hapumin asurim, vashulayim mutarim. Rabbi Shua Oimer, afilu yesh sham shloish mea pumin, lo tale. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Leza says that if there are 100 mouths, it's annulled. If not, the mouths are prohibited and underneath are permitted. Rabbi Yeshua says, even if there are 300 mouths, it's not annulled. Hada amra pumin, osu oisan kedava shadar koi limonois. This understanding of Yeshua shows that the mouth of a bowel is considered something that is normally counted, means it's sold by number. Had the Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, Do Amma, Tanyan, Inun. This supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says that there are two opinions as to the disagreement between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Had the Messiah, Rabbi Manda Amma, Do Rabbi Meir, Kala Dvorim, Mekadchen. Had the Messiah, Rabbi Manda Amma, Tanyan, Inun. We had in the Mishnah in Meseches Ola, the Meir and the Chum disagree. According to Meir, any prohibited items that are usually sold by count prohibit a mixture. The Chum applied this rule to only six items. The Amram later disagreed and understand the opinion of Meir. This supports the one that holds that all items that are sometimes sold by count prohibit and aren't annulled. Hadamah dala'as afilu echad meir bar oiser. This also teaches that if a gourd of truma becomes mixed with chulin gourds, even 1 into 100 prohibits. Dalsa v'ni yodea heichan dalsa, divya kol tale, and the writer continues that if a person pressed a litter of pressed truma figs onto the mouth of a jug or basket, but he doesn't know where on the jug he pressed it, all agree that it's annulled. Amri v'avin v'tzach shehei b'chol achas, shnei litoren b'chol shehu, k'dei titivotel b'roiv. Rabbi Avin says that each jug or basket must have a little over 2 litra in order that the truma figs can be annulled by the majority. We come on to the next Mishnah. Sar truma shenofla al pi magura b'kafa. If a sar of truma fell onto a pile in a storage room and became mixed with a top layer of produce, and a person skimmed off the top layer, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer im yesh bekipui mea sar tale be'echadu mea. Rabbi Eliezer says that if in the skimmed off produce there are 100 sar of chulin aside from the truma is annulled. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer lo tale sar truma shenofla al pi magura yakpiena. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's not annulled, since by skimming off the top layer he's trying to annul the truma, it's not permitted. And if a sar of truma fell onto a pile in a storeroom, he should remove any produce that might be truma, and the rest of the pile may be eaten as chulin. Im kein, lama amu truma oile be'echo dumea, b'sheini oidea im beluloi fein v'im la'ev mehen naflu. If so, when do they say that the truma is annulled in 101 parts? when he doesn't know whether the top of the pile became mixed with the rest of it on or into which pile the trimmer fell. Two boxes or two storerooms, each of which contains 50 sa, and he doesn't know into which box or storeroom the trimmer fell, they annul each other. Rabbi Shimon says that even if they are in two different cities, they annul each other. Rabbi Yossi says that a case once came before Rabbi Akiva of 50 bundles of vegetables into which fell a bundle of half truma and half chulin. I told Rabbi Akiva that it should be annulled, and he agreed. It's not because truma is annulled in 51 parts, but rather because there were 102 halves there. And the Gemara says, Mechalfa should say to Blezer, Tamanu oime, hatachtonis marlo sasa elyonis, hachu ama im yesh bekipui ha ari asa loi. The Gemara asked the question. The opinion of Rabbi Blezer was switched. There he said that the lower ones annul the upper ones, and here he said that only if there are 100 sar in the skimmed part is annulled, but the chulin at the bottom of the pile cannot annul. And the Gemara answers, quoting Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon bar Bava, quoting Kahana, said that they view the case of Rabbi Leza in our Mishnah like an intentional case. Rabbi Asi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Leza asu oisa kasa oila b'mitoich mea. And the second answer is Rabbi La, who Asi quoting Rabbi Yochanan, they viewed his case like a sa removed from 100 sa. At atu Rabbi Asi mutala leobois al datu de gahama os leobois. According to Rabbi Asi, it's permitted to intentionally skim off a thicker layer in order to increase the amount of chulin. According to Kahana, it's prohibited. Kafa v'chaza v'kafa adatu to Rabbi Asi muta adatu to Kahana osa. If he skimmed and then again skimmed, according to Rabbi Asi it's permitted. According to Kahana it's prohibited. Adatu Rabbi Asi afavishal shia adatu to Kahana v'hushishia. And according to Rabbi Asi, even if he transferred the entire power to annulled, according to Kahana he must leave some behind.